You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
All right, it's time now for the one thing. This is where our guy Matt Harmon breaks it all down. He melts it down into a very easily digestible thing. We are talking about Michael Pittman. What's the one thing people need to know about the Indianapolis Colts star wide receiver?
Yeah, the one thing I want people to know is that Michael Pittman has been, like, unbelievably consistent the last 3 years. And I think Reception Perception is the perfect thing to take away the noise, the quarterback play, the outside variables. Because when you just look at Pittman in isolation, the last three seasons, his success rate versus man coverage scores have gone as follows: 74.3%, 74.2%, and this past year, 74.8%. That's across multiple offenses, multiple different quarterbacks. He's also been above 80% success rate versus zone and 80% success rate versus press. Like, I know he gets criticism for just being a short to intermediate kind of possession type guy, but his route tree is very similar to, like, prime Michael Thomas with the Saints, and I kind of think Pittman is along that same type of that same archetype, maybe the slightly lesser version of that type of player. But man, I mean, again, such a consistent player, one of my favorites. I really thought he was super underrated coming into this year, and I feel like that the season he had with the Colts really justified that. And I just can't wait to see if a different quarterback, and Anthony Richardson, is able to really take Pittman to the next level here this coming season.
Talk about the stats and all that. There is something to be said about wide receiver quarterback chemistry, and Michael Pittman has not had the opportunity to do that. He has had a different starting quarterback every single year he has been in the league. He's worked with dead arm Phillip Rivers, dead arm Matt Ryan, and remember the Matt Ryan, there was Carson Wentz in between those two quarterbacks as well, and remember the Matt Ryan thing was insane. There was Matt Ryan, there was Sam Ellinger, Nick Foles were working into that offense as well, and then again, coming into this year, we thought it was going to be Anthony Richardson, just a smattering of games there, and then we go to the backup in Gardner Minshew. How many of those guys have live arms? I would say one.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. He's working with eight different quarterbacks, and only one of them had a live arm. Let's see what he can do. A full season, quarterback, live arm, get him unlocked deep. That's what I want to see from Michael Pittman, because I think I've seen enough to say that Pittman can elevate his game, and where he's going to do that is over the top. But even if he doesn't, Matt, as you've pointed out, fantastic player, wins in the areas of the field where you need to win, and that is short and intermediate, and this guy is an absolute stud in those positions of the field, and that's the one thing.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.